Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Sometimes I look back at my life and just smile, man. Because I came a long way, bro. Real talk. And then the shit that I, like a lot of shit that I went through, you expect like my mind to be fucked up, like my head to be fucked up, a nigga be crazy or something. But I'm actually a well-rounded, intellectual, intelligent young man, you know. And I feel like the things that I went through kind of helped me when it was supposed to like tear me down. Hey man, it's R&B Peasy, and man just dropped La Paris the album. What's up, Nala? We need to holler about something or talk.
We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
I got one plaque. I feel like a boss now. You hear me, kid?
Talking about it on the one of the podcasts you did.
Yeah.
When'd you get it?
I got that motherfucker like a couple nights ago. At my album release, they had surprised me with the plaque. I almost started crying in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you should have.
I tried.
That's your first.
I'm a real rapper now.
Oh, Lord. You really be holding true to your lyrics. I respect it, actually. What's up, guys? And welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. I am Nyla Simone. Today, we got a very special guest in the building. Peasy is
here. I ain't that special, man. Come on, don't do it.
Very special guest in the building. I'm like, very fly fit.
You like, that? Oh yeah, Mike Sims. He made this put
it's
together.
Custom?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, he be going to the fabric store and like just getting all type of fabric and putting it together.
Where's he from?
He from like somewhere by I think Arkansas or something like that.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah, bro. Hard. Bro. He been making all my shit lately.
Nice. How you feeling?
I feel good. I ain't gonna lie. I'm in New York. I got a billboard. In Times Square.
Shit.
I feel good. I'm happy as hell today.
Album out. You're getting mad love from the album.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the comment sections is like, yo, can I get a feature? I need a feature. I'm like, damn, yo, they are feeding for this.
They want their sauce on their ass.
They do.
Nah, that shit be making me feel good, though, for sure. That shit make me feel good. Because, like, I don't try to make nobody. I can't say that. Well, I don't be trying to, like, I don't be trying to like prove no point of my music or make nobody fuck with me or nothing. So, and I be rapping about my real life, so it be like that shit. I always feel good every time somebody acknowledges me for my music. It feel good. Like I don't care where I'm at. Like we was walking into an interview. Like four black niggas walk up. Peas, one of them say my name. I turn around smiling. Hey, what's up? Shit, you know me.
That's dope.
That's dope. I ain't gonna lie. I be fucking with that shit. That shit make me feel good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So you're adjusting to it well.
Yeah.
But you kind of been in it for a minute, so you're used.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it now, though. Yeah. But it still feel the same every time somebody walk up on me. I don't think this shit gonna ever get old.
I love that.
Especially at them shows.
Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most charismatic.
Is that what they say about Aquarius?
Yeah. Or they say we don't take nothing serious and we ain't never serious in relationships and shit.
Oh my God. I don't even know if it's just relationship. I wouldn't say that y'all don't take nothing serious, but you guys definitely show no fucking emotion. The whole time emotional as fuck.
Emotional as a motherfucker.
But won't say shit about it.
Yeah, we got a poker face for sure.
That's why I was like, listening to your album, I'm like, wow, look at this. You do love the ladies.
I love women.
Are you trying to?
Nah, I do.
You sound a little conflicted on Lay
With Me. Lay With Me, yeah. All right, Lay With Me, it's kind of like, okay, I like you, but this is what I'm explaining. I like you, but I feel like if I get in trouble or if I fall off, you gonna go to somebody else. So I like you, but I'm scared to love you type shit. So you can come lay with me all you want. You can come stay with me too. But I already know in the back of my head, if something go wrong, you gone. That's what that song is about. You got to see the video. Ooh, the video is so fucking dope.
I don't think I saw that video. I saw the rapper video.
Yeah, feel like a rapper. I think I'm dropping this video Thursday or Friday.
Oh, the Lay With Me video? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, I'll be watching. But, so, if you feel like she's going to be gone, then why would you date her? Like, why not?
Because
why not just fuck with the girl who you think is gonna be there through and through?
I don't think I'm gonna ever find like real love for real.
Why are you saying that? That's so sad.
I know, but I didn't dealt with it in my mind. I picked the wrong line of work to be looking for somebody to love me for me. Yeah, you know it's true.
I'm not gonna say I agree all the way, because I think that maybe it's just the type of girls you're seeing. Like, maybe you got to go outside of your work to find a girl.
Then they won't understand my work. So it's like, damn. It's like, why you always got to go to the club? I'm a rapper. It's like, why are you smiling at her face? She's a fan. It's like, people don't understand. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I don't think I'm ever fan. It's old. My mama loved me, I guess.
Yeah, everybody deserves love, though. And I don't want you to be afraid to go all the way in. But
I'm scared. I went all the way in before I got betrayed.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, my heart was broke as hell.
How old was you? Don't say motherfucking 13.
I feel like you ain't no, you don't really, like, if you never got your heart broken early on, you ain't no lover boy.
Yeah.
If you ain't get your heart broken middle school, you ain't no lover boy, man.
But are you scared because of something that happened in middle school?
No.
Oh.
I'm scared because of middle school and, like, some shit that happened when I was grown, man.
Okay.
You know? All
right. Well, I mean, you kind of, like, bounce around a lot, move to a lot of places, so I feel like it's just hard in general for you, because your life is unpredictable.
Everywhere. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then people don't take rappers serious. I don't watch so many girls I like a lot get in relationships, and then get out of relationships, try to talk to me, and then get back in a relationship with the nigga they was fucking with. It's like, damn, bitch, I liked you for real. You just ain't even take me serious. You know what I'm saying? That's just so fucked up to me.
Oh, my God. You know, that's interesting. I've never talked to a rapper, so I can't even give you no advice. I probably feel like those girls as well. Like, I couldn't take you serious.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I got a heart just like everybody else.
No, I'm sure you have a heart. But like you said, it's a lot to manage, because then they got to adjust to your schedule. It's just, yeah, you got a lot going on.
Too much.
But you got time.
I don't think if I ain't married by like 33, it's over.
What? I feel like by 40.
I don't want to be in a wedding at 40. All my partners down there, I don't know, I ain't gonna say all my partners down there gonna be dead and shit, cause 40 is still young.
We just said 90. What? Didn't we say 90? 90, yes.
40 years old, a wedding at 40?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. You took your time. You know, got your money up. Y'all done lived your life.
I'm just a hopeless romantic. And I believe in, like, motherfuckers being married since they was 20 and shit. Like, 30-year marriages.
Man, think about the bitches you was talking to at 20. Do you wish you was married to them?
It was one of them I wish I would have married. I fucked up with that one, though. She was cool. I feel like that was one of them ones.
Once in a lifetime?
Nah, I don't think it was once in a lifetime. But I think she was a good prospect for, like, marriage and, like, long-term relationship, though, for sure. But I was just wild.
Maybe you should spin the block.
Nah, it's over. She don't fuck with me no more.
You cheated on her?
Yeah. I cheated on her bad, too.
Not bad.
Dang.
Oh. See, and this is why bitches don't trust rappers.
No, I was just young and learning. I was young and learning, man. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the title of the album, Le Paris.
Le Paris.
Why Le Paris?
Because I always be talking about, like all my other tapes and shit, like Lord Silver Love, Too Deep for Tears, Humble Beginnings. It's like all sayings that meant a lot to me growing up. You feel me? I never really just talked about myself. I always talk about what I go through and shit. I never showed really too many of my personalities, knowing I got like 4-5 of them motherfuckers. So I just got them. I put all them personalities in Le Paris type shit, like with the Lay With Me, the Jump, with the Hell Yeah. Like, I like having fun and shit too. It ain't always all pain, you feel me?
Yeah, you definitely don't give all pain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Feel Like a Rapper, because that one I feel like is going up the most right now.
That's it's like I said, I named that motherfucker Le Paris. Like, I don't want to be a rapper all the time, so I wanted to, like, shine a light on that, but I had to find a relatable way to do it. You feel me? So, like, I know niggas who will put on a chain or something, or wear my chain, be like, oh shit, I feel like. So that, like, spark, like, oh yeah, okay. walk out with my chains, make me feel like a rapper. You feel me? Like, I want to feel like a rapper too. I be feeling like a rapper too, but people don't even know.
You are a rapper.
No, I'm not.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm an artist.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I respect
you. Good. But when I put on chains, shit, I feel like a rap nigga.
So when you go in between, so when you take off the chains and you're just being yourself,
Le Paris.
What does that look like? Or do you even get to do it? Or are you constantly, even with the chains off, people are still treating you as such?
Man, I be chilling. At the studio. Nigga coming at motherfucker, bro. I just made some raw ass shit, bro. You don't see me watching a movie, bro. Hey, my partner said he wanna do his own, bro. You don't see me chilling with my girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like certain shit like that. Or when I go to my mama house and like one of my aunties out there and shit. Hey, what you? Bro, I don't want to hear that shit. I love you to death, but I don't want to hear that shit right now. Yeah. I came up here to see what my mama doing. Feel me?
Yeah.
And then my brother just walked in the door, and y'all been knowing both of us for us, like, since like we was babies. How the fuck you more happy to see me? And you see him more. He be around.
Well, that's what happens when clout and fame and...
That ain't cool. It be hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And it hurt my feelings for my brother too, like... You yeah. can call my brother's phone. He gonna answer. You can't call my shit. So why you more happy to see me? Like, I don't know. I don't be liking that shit. So I don't like being a rapper all the time.
Nah, I get that. Especially if your family's gonna treat you like that, cause that's yeah. the one place you come and like
and be chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I mean, you roll with your family.
They don't be treating you like a star yet. Yes, they do.
Hell, my dad still treat me like a peasant. I come home, I gotta rake leaves. I got like whatever the fuck. If it's snowing, I gotta shovel snow. Yeah, my family. Yeah, but maybe like my extended family.
Okay. Like your cousins and shit. Like, I seen you.
Yeah, they say they see me, but they still treat me regular as fuck. Yeah, I don't get no special. Mm-hmm. It's because I don't got no chains. I gotta get the
okay.
chains.
I bet, mama, get you some permanence.
Yeah.
They go, ooh.
Then they'll probably switch up.
Right now,
nah, I didn't get there yet. But okay, let's dig more into this project. Hell yeah, with T Grizzly. Let's talk about that one.
I had to go back to like my roots. Like, people used to be rapping on them type of beats, but I had strayed away from them because, like, everybody that I came in the door with, like all my peers and shit, like the Young and Ace, no, not Young and Ace, he rapped on more like Pain beats. The Jada Young and the NBA Youngboy and shit, we was all rapping on the same type of beat. So I tried to like steal more into like more pianos and shit. But I had to go back to them roots one time for that one. I feel like T Grizz was perfect. He was like a perfect mix for that type of style, that type of us way, you feel me?
Yeah. I do feel like Detroit music kinda has a similar sound to like California, mm-hmm, Bay type mm-hmm, sound too.
Yeah.
And I know you spent time over there, so mm-hmm. I thought maybe that would encourage you also. Like,
yeah. You know, Detroit and the Bay cousins.
Is that what they really call
it? Yeah, that's what they be saying. Like, they cousins.
That's what it sound like, at least musically. Two Wrongs with Kevin Gates.
Yeah, bro, my favorite artist. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Kevin Gates is your favorite artist?
Kevin Gates and Future.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to do that one. I ain't gonna lie. I had to do that. I don't give a fuck if bro got on that motherfucker beatboxing. I would have been cool with it.
I thoroughly love Kevin Gates as well.
I'm fucking Kevin Gates because he gonna be himself wherever you. I like that, bro. I like when people be themselves unapologetic.
Yeah.
I just love that.
You guys have a relationship?
Yeah, we was on tour together and shit, bro. Cool people. Oh, mama.
I didn't even know that.
Bro, cool people. We be getting niggas bat hugs and shit.
Is you know, online, you'll take a clip and then they'll make him look fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand his crazy?
I be understanding that shit. People be like, man, that nigga tripping. And I be looking like...
Not really.
I kind of get what he's saying.
Yeah.
He fucked me up with just starting the car battery with his bad hands, though. But he fucked me up with that one. But I was still behind him like, shit, I believe
it. If he can do it, then fuck it.
Anything possible through Christ.
Yo, I be feeling like sometimes, I guess, like online, I be feeling like I'm in the Matrix. Kind of like a Kevin Hart example, uh-huh. Because he'll be saying something, or not even just him, there's a few people who will say something and everybody's like slandering them. But then I'm like, nah, that actually, like, I get what he's saying.
Yeah,
like,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You should be feeling like a Matrix. Two different worlds.
I be feeling like it'd be a lot like, I don't know. I feel like them bots and them comments be steering people to what they want to say. Like, if a motherfucker go read some comments and everybody agreeing to it, they gonna go back and watch the video and be like, okay, he got a point. But if you go to the comments, you read, and everybody like, what the fuck is he talking about? What the hell, he tripping? Oh, look at his shoes. You finna go back and watch the video and look at everything they pointed out, and then make your comment like, yeah, all right, this nigga tripping. Like, it's all about the comments and shit.
Yeah.
If the world agree, people gonna agree. I don't know. I just ain't never been that type of person. If I like it, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm with you on that one. So, the world has agreed that they love this project.
Yeah, they like this shit.
Well, I know you said we got a new video dropping for it, but I wanted to know, is a tour coming?
Yeah, I'm trying to tour in March.
Okay.
Yeah, we round the tour for March.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who gonna go out there with me and shit.
Do you, I was gonna say, speaking of tour, could you have a line that's like, my life feel like a movie, I don't need to be an actor. Like, what is the most, like, movie type, but this is my real life moment that you've had?
It's hella shit. I don't know why hella bad shit popped my head. What was it? good shit. Hella shit. I done had like 4 rooms on the same floor, and I got like, it's a party going on in this room, and I got one bitch in this room, and then my people and them, they doing whatever in them rooms over there, so I'm jumping back and forth from rooms and shit.
Between party to seeing your bitch to seeing your friends back to the party?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is it all parties, or is it really all bitches and you just not trying?
Nah, it was all bitches. I ain't gonna lie, it was all bitches. And I had got caught. I come out the room, right? I come out the party room. And the girl walking down the hallway, I take off running. I look back, she chasing me. But the flood. Hell yeah, boy. I'm talking about crying tears, like chasing me. Fuck. Boom. So, but the flow go like, if you keep running, it's going to go all the way in a circle. You feel me? I got feet on me. Left my ass, boom, dipped into one of the rooms out here in the hallway. Where did he go? Tell him I just want to talk. And it wasn't even my girlfriend.
What the hell is you doing to these girls?
It was what I'm doing to these girls.
Well, she's fucking crying.
Yo. I didn't want to talk. It wasn't even my girlfriend, though. It was just a girl I was talking to.
But she's crying and she's chasing you down the hall.
Yeah, but I disappeared on her ass. I went poof.
Ladies, we down bad if we crying and chasing.
City boys up 2000.
Fuck, man, we down bad. I ain't hearing. I want better for us. I've had a moment. We've all had a moment. But that
you had a moment? Well, you was crying and shit?
Crying? I mean, yeah, I'm still a crier, but.
You a cry baby?
Yeah. Not a cry baby, but I'll cry.
That's how you know she a cry baby. She talking about not a cry baby, but
I wouldn't say a cry.
I'll cry.
I'll say like me and my man are like, I'm learning how to receive the truth. And even though I might not like the truth, it'll still hurt my feelings. So I'll cry and listen, but I won't respond because I'm just trying to accept what he's telling me, if that makes sense.
No, I feel it.
Yeah.
You'd rather a nigga tell you the truth or like hide it?
Depends.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
What if you fuck your cousin or something?
Fuck, that is nuts. What if you fuck anybody? Fuck the cousin. If you fuck.
Yeah, what if he cheat? You want him to tell you up front, like, I just fucked up, or you want to find out and him keep it real after you find out? Like, did you do this? And he'd be like, yeah. Which one you
prefer?
Him just walking in the house drunk, like, baby, I just fucked up.
Either way, as long as when it comes to me, like you are
tell,
stand up about it,
okay.
Like there's some grace there.
I feel like every woman thing like that for real. That's why I stopped lying.
Yeah, but I no one's ever came in and walked up and just told me. I did that for.
She took it like a champ too.
Did she really?
She's like, I'm just glad that you told me, and because she explained it like, okay, if she would have found out herself, the girl would have done it, like, hey, one up on her, like, mm-hmm. She's like, I'm just glad you told me before anybody else told me. I'm like, whew.
So that was it?
What we about to eat?
No, you gotta go through a little mud now.
Nah, she ain't put a nigga through no mud. She actually respected the fact that I kept her. She like, you the first nigga ever.
She She just like you because you a rapper, nigga.
I know.
Ain't
see,
no way. Ain't no fucking
that's
way.
That's fucked up.
No, I'm joking. I don't even know her. I don't even know her ever since.
She probably did though, because I left her ass alone, and she started fucking with another
you
little.
Are a piece of work.
She started fucking with. She started fucking with a little local rapper. So right. She probably did like me because I was a rapper.
Man,
bitch.
Oh my god, you gotta start somewhere. Aquarius. Petty. Oh my god. Alright, let's play a game. It's fill in the blank.
Ooh, I like this type of shit.
Alright. The older I get, the less I blink.
Beat my meat.
Yo,
I used to have a problem when I was little. I ain't gonna lie, I used to whack that motherfucker. Fall, used to be whooping my shit.
At what age did you start?
Start?
Yes.
Man, dog, probably like 7, right?
7?
I'm in the bathtub, right? This is how it started. I'm in the bathtub.
7?
I must have got there and wiped that motherfucker on time. That shit kind of felt good, huh? But I ain't know what I was doing, so I grabbed my shit and just do like this.
Yo, that's insane. Fuck. 7 is crazy.
I wiped my shit. That shit kind of tingled out.
He liked it.
I'm like, what the fuck was that? It was on from then.
Now that you're older, though, you're actually having sex. It's probably taking more energy, so you're less doing that.
Yeah. Unless I just feel like, man, I ain't feeling like.
She ain't it.
Yeah. I'd be mommy next to a bitch and go to sleep. I do that for that ever happened to you?
No.
For real?
Yes.
Boring.
Wait. Okay. All right. Moving on. I can't believe I actually blinked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually got shot, bro, when I was younger. That still be blowing me like, man, nigga shot me.
How young?
I was probably like, what? How old I was when I got shot? Probably like, no, like 19, 20. Because I was already signed when I had got shot. I was like 19, 20. 26 now. Damn. It's okay. I'm better. My feet be going numb sometimes when it's cold, but we good, man. We all right. No, we good, man. I'm a soldier, man. You got to do that.
Sorry. That was a lot for me.
My bad. Damn. Fuck. Damn, you ain't never met nobody got shot before?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
That was it. I'm saying first thing that come to my head. My bad.
Shit, I got shot. I'm like, oh my God, you did.
I can't believe that shit.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're better now.
Yeah, I'm all right.
How long did it take to heal?
Oh, I made myself heal for real. I was supposed to go to physical therapy, but I waited like until my feet, because my feet was swollen and motherfucker. So I waited till my feet went down and just got the stuff of my shit and shoes and shit. I landed.
Why you got to go against this? Doctor's orders. Just
I believe in self healing. I believe the human body heal itself anyway, unless that's you true. Fuck with an artery or something. So like going to the doctor, I try to keep that shit as least as possible. Okay. You know, like I don't like hospitals. I go to the doctor, but I ain't going to them, like no hospitals and shit. That shit
over. I get that. All right, I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank. Like something you want to learn more about.
I'm a little bit embarrassed of the fact that I know so little about finance.
That ain't nothing to be embarrassed about. They don't teach us that shit at all.
Yeah, real talk.
Like, you really gotta go out your way to
learn that shit.
Yeah,
I know a little bit, but I'm still embarrassed because it be like, goddamn, man, these niggas getting that money. I want to be a billionaire so bad.
You'll get there.
I want to be a billionaire so bad.
You'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I know I will. All right. Sometimes I look back at my life and blank.
Sometimes I look back at my life and just smile, man. Because I came a long way, bro. Real talk. And then the shit that I, like a lot of shit that I went through, you expect like my mind to be fucked up, like my head to be fucked up, a nigga be crazy or something. But I'm actually a well-rounded, intellectual, intelligent young man, you know. And I feel like the things that I went through kind of helped me when it was supposed to like tear me down.
Yeah. And you still have a positive spirit.
Yeah, like, I still be smiling and shit. People like being around me still. You wouldn't even, like, expect, like the shit I seen and shit. You wouldn't even expect that shit.
What do you attribute that to?
Attribute it. I don't know. I just get at the God, bro. Like, for real. I feel like that came from him.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Can't say it running my blood because a lot of my family members done lost their fucking mind.
Well, I love that you started the album with God first, too. Sorry, mm-hmm. I had to say that. We're going to talk about
that. No, mama. Gotta put God first.
I was like, okay, period. Make mm-hmm. a statement.
Straight up.
From time to time, it's good to do blank.
From time to time, it's good to just sit by yourself and relax with no TV, no phone, no music. Now, probably some rain sounds or something.
I love rain sounds and ocean sounds.
White noises, man. Yeah. Like, just sit by yourself. I feel like everybody should do that, bro. If you don't see, if you don't feel comfortable sitting by yourself without no TV, no phone, you don't know yourself.
Yeah, that's real. Mm-hmm. How often do you do that?
I do that shit a lot. Ain't gonna lie, I do that shit a lot.
That's like you're decompressing.
Yeah, that's like my, like, okay, I'm not a rapper right now.
That's when you take the chains off.
Yeah, all right. I'm chilling.
I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
I made a complete, I can go on and fucking on, bro. I made a complete fool of myself when I was fucking with the last girl that I was fucking with.
Okay.
I made a complete fool of myself when I got down, when I went to jail. Last time I went to jail, I made a mockery of my motherfucking stuff. I made a complete fool of myself when I jumped off the fucking stage and tried to crowd dive.
That damn vape.
Fell on my shit, man.
That damn vape. Damn. I'm telling you, that vape have you doing some shit. Oh, no, I'm just joking.
You hella funny. I ain't gonna lie, that was good. It took me a couple seconds to catch it, but you all, but I like that. That's all right.
But do you be feeling like when, because you said when I went to jail, I be feeling like when rappers go to jail, it helps their profile. Not that I'm encouraging or like that.
I mean, if you like a gangster rapper and shit, it like, for people who ain't go to jail and they see like one of their favorite rappers go to jail, like, ooh, you really living like that. But man, that shit ain't cool, bro.
Yeah.
They treat you like an animal in that motherfucker. Especially if you land in the wrong fucking jail. You land in a jail with, man, bro, when I just went to jail last time, bro, they had me in a holding tank for like 3 days.
Why?
Just moving slow. I ain't give a fuck. Didn't care.
Damn.
Then when I made bail. Nope. I lied. I was in the holding tank for like 24 hours. Then when I made bail, they put me in a release tank. No, I was in the pod after I made bail for 2 days, and I was in like the release tank for like 24 hours.
They got a release tank? Like a tank to be released? Why don't they just... Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I don't get it, but...
It's crazy.
My personality trait is...
My personality trait? I got good jokes and shit. People say I got good jokes. I make people laugh. I'm funny. Charismatic. I flirt a lot.
He's really holding on to his charismatic.
Hell yeah, you got to.
I'm saying that.
You got to, because everybody's saying riz and shit. Like, oh, he ain't got no riz. Nah, it's charisma. Nah. It's charisma.
What the fuck is Riz?
Charisma, shortened.
That's what y'all young kids are saying these days.
Man, how young you is? I don't like asking a woman how old she is, so I just flip it and say how young you is. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's giving.
That's that low one got them.
Yeah. Don't be telling niggas the secret.
All right, bleep that out.
But Peasy, thank you for joining me.
For sure.
Just shout out to your grandma. Let everybody know where they can follow Peasy.
OMB_PEEZY, man. Go follow me. Get up with me.
Talk next time, guys. Peace.